Now, ladies and gentlemen, the nation's foremost roving reporter, revealing what happens when the worlds of the ruling class and the common man collide. Taking you across the nation to offend the foes of liberty, seek our real heroes, and tear down the obstacles to restoring freedom. Here's When Worlds Collide with your host, Mark Anderson.
And it's great to be back on the air live. I was taking a break last week, traveling a bit for American Free Press, and had a rerun, and I'm back on the air live tonight. And a little later in the show, probably the last hour, we're going to bring on Kayla Daniel, who's an expert on soy and some of the scams having to do with that food substance. And we're going to talk about an important health and freedom conference coming up in Irvine, California in the middle of March. But in the meantime, I've got lots of interesting and promising news announcements and some commentary and reflection to share for probably the first hour here, particularly on free trade and how it's killing America, and how that and the banking scam are really the twin towers of tyranny tearing us down. All other reports about, you know, hedge funds and all these minutiae aside, all that detail, all the Dow Jones Industrial Average up and down business, notable though it might be, these things really are not the fundamental reasons that we're suffering economically. And I'm going to get into that in considerable detail. And a little later on in this first hour, I'll welcome your calls at 800-313-9443. And as I say, there's lots of interesting news announcements. This just in, up in South Bend, Indiana, the home of Notre Dame, there's something called the Michigan Community Currency. Now, this is similar to what's going on and has been going on in Ithaca, New York, a little bit in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Places as far away as Madagascar and the Philippines are putting aside their local central bank notes and adopting their own currency. Granted, the results are sometimes mixed. Oftentimes, though, the results are really quite good. It's just a matter of learning how money is actually supposed to work versus how we've been propagandized to believe it works by the central banking powers who, like magicians, keep their craft stealthily hid away from the average person. And up there in South Bend, just to kind of top off this news announcement, it's called Michiana Community Currency. And you can read more about it on a local TV station's website up there, and that's michianacurrency.org. That's the website posted that I got from the TV station that goes directly to the group, Michiana, M-I-C-H-I-A-N-A, currency.org, which is based on somewhat on the Ithaca, New York model, and that's IthacaHours.org, hours like hour by hour, I-T-H-A-C-A-H-O-U-R-S.org. So IthacaHours.org and MichianaCurrency.org, a couple of very interesting experiments in local currency going on. Bad money drove out good money almost 96 years ago when the Federal Reserve Act was passed. Now, maybe there's a way grassroots to start the process of good money driving out bad money. That law works both ways, I believe. And this is a very promising thing, and this will tie into the bigger picture after the upcoming messages when I get into this twin towers of tyranny of free trade and the banking racket, and citing some examples and getting into it a little bit of history, a lot of facts, showing that these are really the major causes of economic decline in this country, and that what we're told is the measure of the economy is not the overall measure of the economy. So after these messages, we'll get into that. Then later in the show, we'll have a guest about some other matters, including that upcoming conference next month in California. Stay tuned here on When Worlds Collide.
The Bismarck was the fastest ship that ever sailed the sea. On her decks were guns as big as steers and sails as big as trees.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system with proven and guaranteed results for over 15 years? Would you like to stop any mortgage foreclosure and have a written guarantee that would make most attorneys scream? Hi, I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My Zero Debt Expert System has helped tens of thousands of people.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees, and I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, John, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
And you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors or pay a percentage of your debt. Call my experts today at 800-477-9256 and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Now back to the nation's leading roving reporter, When Worlds Collide host and American Free Press writer, Mark Anderson.
I'm really happy to announce, ladies and gentlemen, that I've just learned that the well-known Sheriff Richard Mack is going to be on the show tonight. That's sort of an unexpected thing. There had been some correspondence. And apparently he's ready to go. And at the bottom of this hour, in a little less than a half hour, we're going to bring him on for a little bit, for about a half hour's time, and see what the latest news is with him. So please hang on, stay tuned for Sheriff Mack in a little while. In the meantime, I'll get right back to the Twin Towers of Tyranny, banking and free trade, that are really the key daggers being stuck into the heart of our republic, everything else, I think, being sort of superfluous or tangential to all this. And this comes right out of the current American Free Press, February 23rd, 09. It's dated issue number 8 of 2009, but it's a retrospective in a way. It's honoring Gus Stelzer, in my mind, Gus being the former GM executive who probably better than anybody dissected free trade for what it really is, the fool's gold, the Trojan horse that is tearing apart our nation. Gus currently is in his 90s, and I'm unhappy to report is suffering from dementia and could not be on this show as he was hesitant in recent months to get on the air. But let me read a little bit from the current article written by him some years ago that we ran in the current American Free Press. Free trade is killing America. Let me read a little bit here. To many people, free trade and the U.S. Constitution are synonymous with the principles on which this country was founded. One observer even said, the principles of a laissez-faire free market economic system are enshrined in the Constitution. That, or something close to it, seems to be a popular conception. But, as Stelzer writes, the Constitution says nothing whatsoever about laissez-faire economics, free markets, or free trade. In fact, it does just the opposite by charging Congress with specific powers and responsibilities to regulate commerce and currency and to impose taxes uniformly. But in knee-jerk fashion, free traders automatically oppose tariffs on grounds that they, quote, cause consumers to pay more, as though domestic taxes don't cause consumers to pay more. But the fact is that all domestic taxes and all tariffs on imports have one thing in common. They all wind up in consumer prices. Everyone who pays a tax inevitably recovers it in the price of their labor or product, regardless of what kind of name or label you may attach to it. He goes on to say, whereas federal, state, and local taxes constitute 50% of the cost of average American-made goods and services, tariffs on imports of foreign production constitute less than 4% of their prices. What does that mean? It means the taxes and regulatory costs in America impose far more costs on American-made goods than minute tariffs imposed on goods made from foreign production. So this whole worry about tariffs making imports cost more is more than nonsense. It is domestic taxation and regulatory laws that make our products cost so much more, and tariffs comparatively cost very little, and therefore American goods and American workers get shortchanged in this uneven playing field. And Mr. Stelzer goes on to write, it is incongruous that we should penalize our own producers with tax burdens far higher than on foreign producers. Even worse, our political leaders resist calls for tariffs, which are just taxes on imports, at the same time that they propose new taxes or tariffs on ourselves, which will inevitably land in the cost of American-made goods and services. This is pure logic. Now, there's a lot I could read in this pull-out spread in the current American Free Press written by the former GM executive Gus Stelzer. A lot of sections I could go on to. I'll have to be a little bit choosy. Bear with me. But there's something that appeared recently. You might have seen it, ladies and gentlemen, in Associated Press articles here and there, where once again the lie, the old Smoot-Hawley law, is being held as the scapegoat for causing a lot of problems. And that lie has been off and on used for many, many years. The Smoot-Hawley law was named after William C. Hawley and Reed Smoot, and it was a tariff act that passed the House of Representatives by those two congressmen. And let me mention here, because this might come up again in the kept prostitute corporate press about the Smoot-Hawley lie, and let's smash that lie a little bit here. Listen up. As the Camelot fantasy of one-worldism, Stelzer writes, mocks the Constitution en route to its preordained self-destruction, free traders are already blaming it on impending protectionism, which we're seeing today, by invoking the big lie ploy to say that the Smoot-Hawley Tariff Act caused the Great Depression. And that's something that is being repeated as a footnote here by the Associated Press now. But the Smoot-Hawley Act was not enacted until 8 months after the crash of 1929, which was the indisputable result of terribly irresponsible laissez-faire behavior among financial manipulators, just as is going on at this very moment. They ballooned money supplies far beyond the ability of the U.S. Treasury to honor its commitment to convert our currency to gold on demand, forcing us to declare the dollar bankrupt and depart from the gold standard. Before Smoot-Hawley tariffs went into effect in July of 1930, two-thirds of the drop in import volume between 1929 and 1933 had already taken place, contrary to all natural tendencies to buy imports in advance of potential increased tariffs. And the new tariffs were only applicable to about one-third of all imports. Thus, the records show that, following enactment of Smoot-Hawley, the volume of dutiable, that is, taxable imports, declined by a smaller percentage than duty-free goods. And Mr. Stelzer goes on to say, the truth is the potential collapse of our economy and that of the world, which has also been built on a paper foundation of unsustainable global debt, will not be the result of a call for moral trade policies, or protectionism, if you will, but of a free trade hoax founded on immoral double standards. It has been masquerading in the mythical garment of free trade majesty, in flagrant mockery of our Constitution. It is an ironic coincidence that many crises confronting us finally allow us to see that the illustrious free trade emperor has no clothes. And these are some of the words of Gus Stelzer, demolishing the lie still being repeated today. Mr. Stelzer wrote this article a few years back, still being repeated today, that the Smoot-Hawley Tariff Act caused the Great Depression. And the establishment press loves to raise that scarecrow, that lie, among their many big lies. And we have to show that that's not true. The Smoot-Hawley Tariff Act did not come into effect until 8 months after the crash of 29. And it was a limited tariff act at that. Now, while I'm on the free trade issue, before I deal with banking a few minutes, it's important to remind listeners, some of you may be new listeners, and if so, welcome to this show and this network, Republic Broadcasting, which you can see on the internet as republicbroadcasting.org. That's republicbroadcasting.org. And my paper is American Free Press, which you can read at americanfreepress.net. That's americanfreepress.net, or call 888-699-NEWS. For subscription and other information, you can get AFP in a trial subscription for $17.76 for 16 weeks. That's about 4 months for $17.76. Going on, Karl Marx was a big free trade advocate. If you're not familiar with these issues, you may find that rather surprising that free trade is associated with capitalism, and yet the father of communism, or at least the pen man for communism, kind of a hired junk writer, seems to be a free trade advocate. What gives? Well, here's what Mr. Stelzer wrote about that. If Adam Smith could see how his contemporary disciples have distorted his teachings about free trade, he would be the first to say, "This is not what I had in mind. You have taken my views out of context in order to create global socialism wrapped in a one-world flag." And Karl Marx might add, "That is why I advocated free trade in 1848, which is the year that he wrote the Communist Manifesto on behalf of other businessmen. Free trade breaks down national boundaries and advances the cause of international socialism," is what Marx would say. That's why he supported free trade. And Stelzer goes on to write, "The global socialistic monster that has been created under the aegis of the General Agreement on Tariffs and Trade between over 90 nations is totally contrary to the premise on which the U.S. Constitution was drafted. There can be little doubt that not one of the signers of the Constitution, nor Adam Smith, famous for writing the book The Wealth of Nations, nor would he have entered into such an agreement, such as the GATT agreement or NAFTA or anything like that." Stelzer goes on to say, and I can kind of summarize a little bit here, "There is no reason to require any individual American to suffer the consequences of unjust and double-standard global economic wars any more than he should suffer from unjust or unwarranted military wars." Remember, there's such a thing as economic warfare, not just military warfare. "The primary, if not only, purpose of government is to protect its people, not just in macro statistical terms, as financial analysts are prone to do, but as individuals. A factory worker in Detroit or Pittsburgh is no less entitled to protection against assault by foreign aggressors than is an American citizen who may be taken hostage because he voluntarily went to a foreign country." And there'll be more thoughts to share on trade and banking. And stay tuned after these messages. We'll be right back here on When Worlds Collide on RBN.
Our Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit leesfountainofyouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth, 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Now back to the nation's leading roving reporter, When Worlds Collide host and American Free Press writer, Mark Anderson.
And welcome back. I've got a few more comments on trade. I'll try and throw in a little bit about banking. It's getting a little tight, however. As I mentioned a few minutes ago, I'm expecting the well-known Sheriff Richard Mack to be on the show for at least a half hour, followed by another guest, Kayla Daniel. During which time I'll announce an upcoming important conference, Health and Freedom Conference, March 13th through 16th in Irvine, California. More details, stay tuned. I have to kind of improvise, therefore, because of the surprise guest. Richard Mack is well known, and he's done a lot to stand up for personal rights of individuals and those that are that he serves under in Arizona, and lots to support gun rights and the freedom of America in general. And I'll mention, since time may be limited to get into both banking and trade, that those that want to read more about what I've been reciting here from the American Free Press can order the February 23rd, 2009 edition, issue number 8 for 2009. Ask for it by calling 888-699-NEWS. That's 888-699-NEWS. Tell them it's the issue with the free trade is killing America article by former GM executive Gus Stelzer. Gus still lives out in Washington. One of the most amazing individuals I've ever interviewed numerous times for the newspaper. Of course, the other major racket besides free trade, the other side of the coin, that's fleecing America to the bone is banking. And so much could be said, but what's particularly interesting, to kind of build on the local currencies I mentioned at the beginning of the show, what's particularly interesting is that this coming September, the Pilgrims of St. Michael, a group of Catholic patriots, and this is not a sectarian issue, it's just that they happen to take an interest in it. The Pilgrims of St. Michael in Rogamont, Canada, have a conference in September every year to talk about social credit. And to sum up social credit, what that means is that a nation would print its own money without borrowing it from private banks or central banks at interest. It's beyond criminal that the Congress goes begging to the Federal Reserve, which is just a money seller, and buys money from the Fed rather than printing money for itself on the people's behalf without debt. We pay the Fed both face value and interest for the money, the currency that the Treasury prints at the Fed's behest, for pennies on the note, regardless of the denomination of the note. This has to be repeated over and over and over again, especially for new listeners, to understand that along with the trade racket, along with the elimination of tariffs that we need, along with the outsourcing of the U.S. manufacturing that we need, we don't have our own money. We have central bank notes that are sold to us at interest rather than the Treasury printing its own money. To make that simple change, simple conceptually, to printing our own U.S. currency without involving the Fed would have a more profound effect on this nation than perhaps any one act you can even think of. Any one law that you think needs to be repealed or passed could not surpass the effect of cutting out that money racket. And so much could be said. You can go to Michael, like the name Michael, michaeljournal.org to read up on social credit and this upcoming September conference in Rogamont, Canada, near Montreal, that I hope to attend for American Free Press. And they've got some great flyers to talk about the history of banking control in the U.S., the history of the Federal Reserve. But beyond that, the alternatives to the Federal Reserve system. It's not enough to abolish the Fed, or some people say nationalize it, castrate it, and throw it under the Treasury Department and leave it a hollow shell of what it once was. I don't know about that one. That one I've mulled over. Sometimes I think Dracula needs the stake and nothing less. At any rate, it's an amazing thing to think and to contemplate that such a change could have such a profound effect. And in conjunction with that, to reinstitute tariffs, to reinstitute U.S. manufacturing, and to have a sovereign debt-free currency would be such a mind-blowing dose of prosperity for this country. And that leads me to one thing I want to mention, and that's William Jennings Bryan, who ran on the banking issues back a little over 100 years ago. Mr. Bryan said this: "We say in our platform that we believe that the right to coin and issue money is a function of government. We believe it. Those who are opposed to it tell us that the issue of paper money is a function of the bank and that the government ought to get out of the banking business. I tell them that the issue of money is a function of government and that the banks ought to get out of the government business. When we have restored the money of the Constitution, all other necessary reforms will be possible. But until this is done, there is no other reform that can be accomplished." Let me read that last sentence again. "When we have restored the money of the Constitution, all other necessary reforms will be possible. But until this is done, there is no other reform that can be accomplished." And I think there's a significant truth to that, ladies and gentlemen. Until we can regain control of our money, we're essentially a conquered nation. Because once you have control of the whole money supply and what constitutes money and how it's issued and that whole nine yards, you have the sovereign power of the purse over our nation. And so, we're getting to the bottom of the hour. We have some messages. I'm expecting Sheriff Mack to be with us. That's what I'm told. Stay tuned here on RBN.
The biggest ship that had the biggest guns. The Bismarck was the fastest ship that ever sailed the sea. On her decks were guns as big as steers and sails as big as trees.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Now back to the nation's leading roving reporter, When Worlds Collide host and American Free Press writer, Mark Anderson.
And we're back. We're going into the next half hour with Sheriff Richard Mack. We got 90 minutes left on this show, When Worlds Collide, which runs every Saturday here on RBN from 7 to 9 p.m. Central. And you can check it out at republicbroadcasting.org. And I'll mention, too, briefly that we have, through RBN, bumper stickers and generic business cards available. And the business cards are $8 per 100. That's $8 per 100. That includes shipping and some free bumper stickers. You can call 800-724-2719, Monday through Friday, 9 to 6. That's 800-724-2719, Monday through Friday, 9 to 6. Or you can write to 2251 Double Creek Boulevard. That's double, like one less than triple. Double Creek Boulevard, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Free generic or free bumper stickers and $8 per 100 for generic business cards. Check it out. Now, sort of surprisingly, I'm having Sheriff Mack on the show for the next half hour, and he's pretty well known in patriot circles and throughout the nation. And I haven't read up on him much lately, but I do know some things. But he'll get us up to speed and up to date on what's going on. And you out there, Sheriff?
I'm right here, Mark. I'm with you all the way, brother.
Great. Now, you are a sheriff, forgive me, it's been a little while, in what county?
I was sheriff in Graham County, Arizona, about 2.5 hours southeast of Phoenix, where Sheriff Joe Arpaio is still sheriff. And in fact, Joe and I just spoke recently, and he endorsed my new book, and that's why I'm calling you.
Well, that's great. Now, you're a former sheriff. Now, admittedly, I wasn't sure what your current status was. When most recently were you a sheriff?
I was sheriff from 1989 to 1997.
Oh, that's a pretty good stint. Okay.
Yeah, 2 terms, and I was in law enforcement before that for 11 years, and since then I've been writing books and touring, and then about 4 years I moved home to Arizona where I was sheriff, Safford, Arizona. And my father was ailing, and I came to help my mom with him. And I got a job at a car dealership of a friend of mine, and he lets me continue my writing, and he let me write this recent book right here while I was working here. And they're very supportive, and I sure appreciate them. And right now I'm just trying to get the book out as best I can and let people know that there is hope. And that's the very title of the book, The County Sheriff, America's Last Hope. And I really wrote that because of the last election cycle. I was so dismayed and discouraged at the 2 candidates that we had to vote for at least at the Republican and Democrat level, that I said, you know what? This really makes America look dismal, like we don't have any place to go. I thought it was very comical that some of the Republicans called the Democrats socialist, because that's all George Bush was, and now it's all his father was, and that's all Bill Clinton was, and then all of a sudden people are calling Barack Obama a socialist. And the welfare state is a result of the socialism in America, and the Constitution is no longer followed by Republicans or Democrats in Washington, D.C., and so this is the result of my book. I believe that the county sheriff has the authority and the responsibility to keep the federal criminals at bay. And it documents this very well in the book, and the reason that you and I have talked before is because I sued the federal government, the Clinton administration, when I was sheriff, to stop the incursions associated with the Brady Bill, and I won a case at the United States Supreme Court.
Right.
And I just wanted everybody to know that there was a case that involved this issue of jurisdiction and local authority and local autonomy and local sovereignty. And
yeah,
so that's why the book is there, and it's only 50 pages long, and it is an absolute powerful butt kicker.
50 pages?
It's only 50 pages.
So so it's almost a booklet
made
to be read quickly and shared.
Exactly, and I wrote it short. I've written 2 books aimed primarily at law enforcement, and I wrote it short because I know that cops. And they won't read anything that's too long, and they can read this while they eat a donut.
Very interesting. I'll mention as a side note, Mr. Mack, that I did talk to one other sheriff. Let's see if you know him. I have no idea if you do. If I got his name right, Wayne Towsley, who is in Idaho, where you might have heard of Red's Trading Post, the firearms dealer up there that I've written about in American Free Press that's been under the thumb of the BATFE.
Yes. I don't know the sheriff, but I do know of Reds.
Yeah, Ryan Horsley, as you may know, runs that and has been through the ringer with the BATFE, this what should be an obsolete agency that was born during the Prohibition days.
Right, right.
Pouring through his records looking for any firearms purchase form whereby the buyer might have put his city of residence, but not the county of residence. Might have put the zip code, but not the city, but did include the county. So if
somebody needs to get that sheriff a copy of this book, and probably to Horsley as well, so that he can get the people that really can help him and defend him on board.
And when I talked to Sheriff Towsley, who's still a working sheriff, he was right out of your alley. Whether he's read your stuff or not, he wants the BATF to stop by his place and call him before they go romping around through people's files or
setting
foot in their comments.
He is absolutely correct, and I could show him proof positive that he is in this book.
Well, so I'll make that connection for you.
I would love it.
Another. And I think that Mr. Horsley, who runs the shop, I think would do a brisk sales in Idaho. The name of the town's escaping me right at the moment, but it's in Idaho, where the name of the city is the name of the county, and it's in southern Idaho, but we'll deal with that later. A little bit about the book. What is the central message of the book?
Well, the central message of the book is that the sheriff is the lead law enforcement authority in this country and in this county. And Sheriff Joe Arpaio has issued an endorsement on the back of the book where he makes that claim very clearly. But I document this. This isn't my opinion. It is my opinion, but I have finally, after 15 years, come up with the research that proves this. And the references of the book are very simple. The Mack Prince versus U.S. decision from the United States Supreme Court, the Declaration of Independence, the United States Constitution, and a little bit the Gettysburg Address. But this makes it very clear that the sheriff has the authority, the power, and the responsibility to protect me from all criminals, both foreign and domestic, and especially those from Washington, D.C., who come in and want to confiscate bank accounts, land, children, homes, and other property from citizens without due process.
Including firearms.
Oh, absolutely, especially firearms. In my case, that we won again on the basis of the 10th Amendment, which, and the whole case was based on one principle, and Justice Scalia reiterates this in the case numerous times, that the states are not subject to federal direction.
Right.
And that's pretty powerful. And
it
explains how and why. And then it also states quite clearly that, and I can read this to you if you'll stand a couple of sentences here.
Yes.
The great innovation of this design was that our citizens would have two political capacities, one state and one federal, each protected by incursion by the other. And so who is it that's in charge of protecting us from incursions from the federal government? Well, of course, it's state and local officials. It's clear, and it gets more specific in this book and in this decision. This separation of the two spheres is one of the Constitution's structural protections of liberty. Hence, a double security arises to the rights of the people. The different governments will control each other at the same time that each will be controlled by itself. So when the federal government refuses to control itself, and we already know, it's a foregone conclusion, Mark, mm-hmm. that the federal government is out of control. They have a $9 trillion debt. They are spending more and more of our money. They're taking our money and ruining the future of this country. They're spending our grandkids, our children and grandchildren's money. They do not have any fiscal responsibility whatsoever, and they continue to allow the IRS to commit crimes in our counties.
As I alluded to before you got on the show, the U.S. Treasury doesn't even print its own money. It issues Federal Reserve notes and does not issue a separate U.S. sovereign currency.
Which is completely unconstitutional.
Completely, but that's just a segue. Go back to what you were saying.
Well, of course, and then this all goes, but it's all... The IRS has committed crimes. Do you want to Google all the crimes that the IRS has committed? Those are just the ones that are posted on the internet. But, I mean, it's insane that anyone would suggest that the IRS has complete authority and power inside the county and the sheriff can't do anything about it. That's absurd. Of course he can. He has a responsibility to stop such unconstitutional acts. He has taken an oath. And all of this, by the way, Mark, is in the book. He has taken an oath to uphold and defend the Constitution. And you think that he should allow unconstitutional acts in his county by the federal government? There is no obligation on the part of the sheriff to allow such atrocities in his county. What did we learn from Ruby Ridge, and what did we learn from Waco? If the sheriffs had remained in charge, the law would have been enforced, and nobody would have been murdered or killed.
That is very true. You know, for Delta Force commandos to be brought into Waco is just unforgivable. And as we know, not to go into that issue historically too much, but David Koresh was easily accessible, as I understand it.
He was.
And knew the local sheriff.
the sheriff could have served him the papers that were needed to be served, and instead the BATF had to stage a big scene so they could support their newly increased budget proposal before Congress. That was the only reason the BATF and the federal government made such a big play at David Koresh's compound. It was absurd. It was cruel. It was unconscionable. And yet the sheriff is sitting here with his hands up in the air going, what on earth is going on here? Well, quite honestly, he should have exercised more of his authority and power and said, look, you guys aren't doing any of this without me being involved. And if you want David Koresh, I'll go get him. You wait right here. I'll be right back. And it's absurd that we think that we need these people continuing to do these types of activities in our counties.
Yeah, and the BATF, as I mentioned, is really just some relic from the Prohibition days.
Alcohol, they have no authority in your
firearms.
County.
They have, in my opinion, no legitimate reason to even exist. We have
same,
U.S. Marshals.
And Ron Paul said we should abolish the IRS and the federal income tax. And I said the same thing when I ran against John Kyle for U.S. Senate. And I'll say the same thing now. And I really agree with this notion. Abolish the IRS, abolish the federal income tax, and replace them with nothing.
Yeah, you know, there's always that notion that you have to replace them, which is one of these fallacies in logic that sometimes creeps up on us. Yeah, and then if you abolish the IRS, you might as well abolish the Federal Reserve funny money people that sell our
government
money.
Send the IRS's boss back to Jekyll's Island.
Yeah, because the IRS is really just partially collecting debt to pay the bondholders that the Fed gets us indebted to in terms of foreign banks, but that's another subject.
If any company were to operate the same way our federal government operates, they would be under investigation and the principals would be going to prison. And so we need to wake up to what's really going on here. And I believe that because the federal government is so out of control and restoring freedom in Washington, D.C. is literally impossible and implausible, that there's one place to turn for us to have safety, have freedom, and to have our families and rights and property protected, and that's with your local sheriff. And yes, he needs to take a stand against federal criminals for his citizens.
Now, what can the listener do? And we get a lot of listeners after the fact on our archives. What can either live or later listeners do?
Well, first of all,
to get the book and to get it to their local website, and I
challenge anybody to refute the information in the book. If there's anything that's wrong, I'll remove it. But I believe that this information needs to get to every citizen, and especially every peace officer and sheriff in this country. And, yeah, we need to stand behind the sheriff when he takes these strong stands. We can't ask him or depend on him to do this by himself. He works for us. He is the only elected law enforcement authority in his county and in this country.
That is true.
He reports directly to the power source, which is the people. He's not a bureaucrat, and he doesn't report to one. All you have to do is go to sheriffmack.com, and that's M-A-C-K, sheriffmack.com.
And again, the name of the book is?
The County Sheriff, America's Last Hope.
Sheriffmack.com, The County Sheriff, America's Last Hope, a 50-page quick-read book, well-suited, ladies and gentlemen, for your local sheriff. And perhaps your local police chief, just to throw in a little good measure.
Yes.
And what does the book sell for? Can we talk about that?
It's $9, and then there's $4 or $5 shipping. And ladies and gentlemen, it's probably the best $14 you'll ever spend. And you can get two or three for even less.
Very good. And, yeah, I would encourage listeners to contact their sheriff, because I'm sure Sheriff Mack knows more about this than I do.
We're already doing seminars about this across the country. I've got two going in Texas next month, and I've got Ohio after that.
I'm based in Texas. Where are you going?
One's right outside, about a two-hour drive outside Dallas. I can email you about all that. And my email is on my website. I don't mind. Email me, sheriffmack@hotmail.com.
And
then there's one right outside of Austin, about an hour's drive outside of Austin on the next day. I don't remember the towns right now. I'm sorry, but I can get you all the information.
Okay,
I'd love to have you there.
At sheriffmack.com, or by writing sheriffmack@hotmail.com on that email. you can get, ladies and gentlemen, the information on his book, The County Sheriff, on the County Sheriff.
And if you don't want to do PayPal on the website, there's an address on there. Just send me a piece of silver. If you want the book, I'll send you a book for an ounce of silver.
Okay, and these seminars coming up not too far from Dallas and not too far from Austin are in March or April or?
March.
They're in March, okay.
Yeah, March, the weekend of March 13th, 13, 14, and 15.
I'll be at another conference, I'm sorry to say, but we'll make sure we get the word out as much as possible. Now,
I can always come back, and I'd be happy to do so.
Yeah, we can do that. We've got a few more minutes. We've got a break coming up here, Mr. Mack, and then we'll have one more segment where we'll reiterate a couple points in the ordering information. Stay tuned here, ladies and gentlemen, on When Worlds Collide here in RBN. We'll be right back with the rest of Sheriff Mack's interview here on When Worlds Collide. Stay tuned.
On her decks were guns as big as steers and shells as big as trees.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system with proven and guaranteed results for over 15 years? Would you like to stop any mortgage foreclosure and have a written guarantee that would make most attorneys scream? Hi, I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My Zero Debt Expert System has helped tens of thousands of people.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees, and I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, John, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
And you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors or pay a percentage of your debt. Call my experts today at 800-477-9256 and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
Well, no, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Now back to the nation's leading roving reporter, When Worlds Collide host and American Free Press writer, Mark Anderson.
Okay, returning to our last few minutes here on When Worlds Collide with the well-known Sheriff Richard Mack. And he's been sharing information about his new book, a 50-page booklet that you can buy quickly and share with your local sheriff primarily, perhaps your local police chief, and others, other citizens, especially friends in neighboring counties.
Yeah, you really should get one for yourself and then one for your county sheriff and then maybe one for your favorite cop.
There you go. There you go. Now, once again, you go to sheriffmack.com, to order the book, and it's $9 plus shipping. And what parting words might you have here? We're having you on just to the top of this hour.
The biggest question answered or asked in the book, who's responsible for standing against tyranny? Ask your sheriff. And there's a chapter entitled that, Will You Stand Against Tyranny? Can you imagine any sheriff that has taken the oath of office to uphold and defend and obey the United States Constitution and to protect his citizens and their rights would say no to that question?
I will. Let me throw this in at you, Mr. Mack.
Sure.
I just want to make the observation, it's not news to you, but just for listeners, particularly new listeners that we get a lot on this network. So many sheriffs and county and state police departments have been corrupted by Department of Homeland Security funding. They get dependent on the funding, the toys, the bells, the whistles. And I'm not saying that negates the Constitution or their oath, but it is a very corrupting factor, is it not?
Pragmatically speaking, it does corrupt it, yes. But the thing of it is, it's time to wake up.
Yes.
We're all off track. Law enforcement's part of that problem. And I was part of the problem once, too. When I was at first a police officer, I was just a big by-the-numbers jerk, and I wanted to write all the tickets I possibly could and literally justified my existence on the backs of the citizens. And I had an epiphany occur to me, and I changed my attitude, changed my life. I started studying the Constitution and learning about the Founding Fathers. And you know what? Every other sheriff and cop in this country can do the same. I believe most of them are good people. And I believe if you put the right information in front of them, that they'll have the same change of heart. It's time that we stand to get back our freedom. It's going to happen at the local level. It's not going to happen in Washington, D.C. And you know what? There's only 3,000 sheriffs in this country, and we only need about 10 to 15% of them to get on board. And I know that we can do this.
Well, I think
get the information and see.
Go on.
If I'm wrong, I mean, please tell me. You know, I'll backtrack. I'll retract the information in the book, but, you know, I challenge anybody to see where I'm wrong.
Very good. You know, the challenges are numerous. The DHS funding, the corrupting influence, the fact that a lot of our first responders, including Sheriff's Department people, end up being soldiers through National Guard units. They come back from Iraq. They have a more militarized mindset. They have a different view on things, more of a military-like mindset. You have that factor, too. But I agree with you that it's not an insurmountable thing, and that certainly your book, though I haven't read it, certainly sounds like, from what I know about you and what I know about those issues, it sounds like a good way, a good remedy, or a way to inoculate sheriffs or cure them of those notions. But I want to thank you for being on the show.
Well, thank you for having me. I sure appreciate it.
Very good. We'll have you another time. We're getting to the top of the hour, ladies and gentlemen. There's the music by Kansas, Musicado, one of my favorite instrumentals, a great American band. And we'll be back at the conclusion of these next messages with another guest, Kayla Daniel, to talk about an upcoming conference, some of her knowledge about soy and other nutrition and some of the scams and fallacies out there. Stay tuned. With